Hey everyone, welcome back to a special draft day edition of the Pick 6. Look where we are, the red carpet. They actually let us on the red carpet because the red carpet part of the draft is over. The first round of the draft is over. So let's answer some of your questions before we get to day 2 of the draft. Here we go. Question number 1 comes from Mason in Denver, Colorado. With the first round over, but still some good players on the board, who should we be watching for as Vikings fans?
There are lots of good names still available, and keep in mind the Vikings right now scheduled to pick 3 times on day 2 alone. Rounds 2 through 7 remain in the draft. So you want someone in the secondary? Some good safeties available. Desmond King, Obi Melifonwu, Josh Johnson, Rayshon Jenkins. You want to stay on defense and go with a lineman, Terrell Basham from Ohio, Tano Passagon, Dalvin Tomlinson from Alabama, Chris Wormley from Michigan, Carlos Watkins, Jordan Willis. If you want to go across the line of scrimmage to the offensive line, how about Isaac Asiata, who was at the Senior Bowl and did well? Deion Dawkins, Pat Elflein, Dan Feeney, Antonio Garcia, Dorian Johnson, Roderick Johnson from FSU, Taylor Moten, Ethan Posick, Cam Robinson, who was at the draft for day 1 and was not taken. He's still available. Guys who can carry the ball, Tariq Cohen, Deonta Foreman from Texas, Wayne Gallum, Aaron Jones, Alvin Kamara, Joe Mixon is available. Wide receivers, guys who can catch the ball, Zay Jones had over 100 catches for East Carolina this past season, Curtis Samuel, a playmaker from Ohio State, Dede Westbrook out of Oklahoma, a guy with some speed at wide receiver. So lots of names available who will be good players in the NFL. The Vikings have 3 picks scheduled right now. They should be able to get their hands on a few of those players.
Don in Oregon with the next question. I've watched some highlights of Buda Baker. Have you heard much of him? When do you think he could come off the board, and do you think the Vikings may take him? Well, the Vikings have 2 starters coming back at safety, Harrison Smith and Andrew Sandejo, and they were both solid and really good last year in the case of Harrison Smith. But there could be a competition for that job, and Buda Baker would be a good guy to throw into that competition, but he could be a guy in high demand on day 2, so I don't expect him to fall all the way down to 48. Our next question comes from Reggie in Farmington, Minnesota. With how the running backs went off the board last night, how do you think that changes our strategy in drafting one? I don't think there were many surprises in the first round with regard to running backs. So those guys that the Vikings were targeting, we don't know which ones they were. I bet you they're still there. Jay in Annapolis, Maryland has the next question. Were you surprised Rick didn't make a move like he usually does? Not at all. You know, Rick did say it was unlikely the Vikings would trade up into the first round. He said that during his pre-draft press conference, but the draft isn't over. We still have rounds 2 through 7. Lots of time for Rick to make his move. The next question comes from Leo. I think the Vikings should draft running back Deonta Foreman from Texas if he's available. What do you think? Well, I think Foreman is experienced and productive. He was a Doak Walker Award winner a couple years ago, ran for 2,000 yards. So lots of production for Foreman during his college days at Texas, and you have to figure that's going to bode well for him as he goes into the NFL. Now, can he contribute on passing downs is a big question for him. That's an important skill in the NFL, and if he can, a lot of teams are going to like him on day 2. The last question comes from Marty. What was the coolest part about being at the draft? That's an easy question to answer because there's lots of cool things about being here. It's quite the spectacle, and it's a pillar event on the NFL calendar. But the coolest thing was watching the city of Philadelphia embrace the opportunity to host one of the NFL's biggest events of the year. It really shone a great light on a great city, and I would love for Minneapolis to get that opportunity because I think the Twin Cities could really step up and do a good job of hosting the draft. That's going to do it for this week's edition of the Pick 6, but we're going to have one next week when the draft is over, so make sure you submit your questions into the email address at the bottom of the screen, and we'll see you next week.